Jnanatimrandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chaksur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Bandeha Sri Guru Sri Jata Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanstya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vithang Thang Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabdutam Parijana Saitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vithangstya Om Jnanatimrandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. As you say, these great acharyas and Vaishnavas, all auspiciousness comes to us by remembrance of the Lord and his devotees, but particularly the devotees. And this is my opportunity to say something about tomorrow, the next day, because we don't have a broadcast on those days, so I like to say something this evening. Tomorrow's the appearance day of Om Vishnupad Sri Srila Bhakti Pavan Janardhan Maharaj. I'll be speaking about that. And the following day is the Basant Panchami, considered the first day of spring, the Vedic calendar, but also the appearance day of Vishnu Priya Devi. Sorry about that. Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Premanidhi, Raghunandan Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami, disappearance of Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, two sannyas disciples of Srila Saraswati Thakur, Bharati Maharaj and Parbat Maharaj. So it's a especially heavy day on the calendar. Beginning with Vishnu Priya Devi, this her divine pastimes with Nimai Pandit are sometimes bewildering and heartbreaking. So, you know, she was his wife and he left her to take sannyas. At that time, we're told she was 14 years of age. And I said earlier today, Shakespeare and Romeo and Juliet, nothing he writes is trivial or insignificant. That they were 14 means unspoiled, unsoiled by the experience of the world and all the other things. Still belief in the ideal love, the highest, purest type of love. That's there in the mundane sphere. So what to speak of here? So if someone thought, because up to 14, then he leaves and takes sannyas and gets some news from devotees from time to time. If someone asks, like, well, what is her contribution to the pastimes of Mahaprabhu, to the Krishna consciousness movement, etc.? Because sometimes we have stereotypical ways of analyzing things, and we should always resist that in Krishna consciousness, applying a stereotype. Vaishnavara Kriya Mudra Vigyeha Nabudroy. You can't understand the heart of a Vaishnava. Whatever you may observe externally, you ignore that, suppress that, forget that. Because you don't know what's going on in the heart of a Vaishnava. So, and Vaishnavi. In the case of Vishnu Priya Devi, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, whose disappearance day will be on that day, Vishwanath always extracting jewels, actually. In one place he says cryptically, oh, dear devotees, forgive me for becoming a jeweler. As if he turned with some mundane man, I'm sorry I became a jeweler, but it was for your pleasure. What he means is he's mining Chintamani gems, slokas, and spirit extraction. That's what he said. Forgive me for being a jeweler. His jewels are Chintamani. So he says a verse from the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam that is on the surface taken to be a reference to the pastimes of Ramachandra. As we know, Ramachandra had to give up the imperial throne, cursed to go to the forest in exile, then Sita seduced by the deer, and etc. He says, Tyaktva sudushta jasurepshita raja lakshmin dharmista arja bachasad yadagara randyam mayam doita ipsitam ambadava mayam rigam. Riga means deer. Mayam rigam. Maya in the form of a deer, but here means something. Mayam rigam doita ipsitam ambadavad bande mahapurushate charanaravindam. So, we mentioned Ramachandra, how it's applicable there, but then Vishwanath takes it in another direction, marvelously, saying, Tyaktva sudushtaja surepshita raja lakshmin. What did Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, have to give up? The prem on the imperial throne of the heart of Vishnu Priya Devi. This is not mundane attachment. We can't begin to conceive the kind of Krishna prem that is in her heart and the pull, the influence that has upon him. But her gift to the pastimes, her gift to the world is none other than Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's Vishnu Priya's gift. And the most heartbreaking thing beyond our imagination, how much love she has for Nimai Pandit and to let him go for us. Right? How merciful she is. It's not the, you know, Kripa Sindhu, their oceans of mercy. How kind she is to release him to the world to begin in earnest his Nam Sankirtan movement. And so Vishnu Priya Devi, and we're told, and his absence, she neglecting herself, she's taking Harinam, and when she chants, she puts one for the Nam, one grain of rice in a bowl. And when she's completed, there's a palm full, so much rice, however much, and that she cooks, and then what is Guru saying? And offers to Krishna. Then she's taking that and then distributing something. And after 5 years, when you're allowed to return to your hometown after taking sannyas, Mahaprabhu comes, We know Rupa Goswami says, Sado pasya sriman dutta manujakaye pranayatam vahadir girvane girisha param reshti prabhritibi. 100 lakhs of people, who's in the crowd? Brahma, Shiva, other gods and goddesses, they all want to have a glimpse of the beauty of Gauranga. Because they know something about Krishna, they know something about Radharani, but now that they've combined as one, oh, too much. And they want to have a glimpse of the incomparable beauty of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srupam bibhrano jagatatulyam advaita dvaita. So they're following him, and when he reaches Navadvip, in the periphery of the crowd, there is Sachi Mata and Vishnupriya. And Guru Maharaj said, Vishnupriya Devi says to Sachi Mata, there's your son. She doesn't say, there's my husband. That would be a fault. She's faultless and perfect. She said, there is your son. Right? And it's heartbreaking. And so close, they cannot meet. But Mahaprabhu suddenly stops. And we know he wears these paduka, the wooden shoe. And he steps out of the padukas and then continues on. And the throng follows him. And then Vishnupriya runs and collects those padukas and braces them to her heart and then installs them for worship. And later, Mahaprabhu Bari, the deity, comes that Guru Maharaj once told me. He said, if you want to know how to, what should be the template or the model for a deity of Mahaprabhu, he sent me to Mahaprabhu Bari to see. He said, then you, when you see that deity, then you'll understand what Mahaprabhu should look like. Because we're told the deity maker came once, presenting to her, she dismissed. Second time, dismissed. Third time, she, like that, because she saw her husband. Right? Then they know, oh, this is the one. Right? And to this day, the sevaks there at Mahaprabhu Bari, Vishnupriya Bari, they show those padukas, but they're covered in chandan for like sandalwood pulp for maybe 500 years of sandalwood pulp covering. So, and what is it? Tyaktva sudushtajasarepshita Raja Lakshmi. Dharmista arja vachasad yadagara ranyam. What was the curse previously? When the Sringadeva was roaring, it caused one Brahmin's wife to have a miscarriage. And so how everything connects, so even then he said, so to curse you, you won't be able to enjoy household life. So it appears later as curse, boon, benediction in the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. So he has to go to the forest, Aranya. Why Aranya is one of the sannyas names. Yadagad Aranyam. And then we'll say, Mayam Rigam Dwaita Ipsitam Anvadavad. Mayam Rigam in Ramlila means Maya took the form of a deer and Siddhisvi. But here what it's saying, he's running after those jivas who are running after Maya. They're lost, distracted, running after Maya. He's running after them to capture them. Vande Mahapurushate Charanaravindam. Very beautiful, comes from Vishwanath Chakrabarti, as so many things do. So, also, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, who's one of the most beautiful personalities ever, and again, breaks the stereotype. that Pundarik, the place now currently called Chattogram in Bangladesh, the Ganga does not flow there. So those who have means, and even maybe those who don't but have devotion, they go to Navadvip to get Ganga Darshan, Ganga Shnan, etc. They'll make a pilgrimage to Navadvip, maybe keep a house there, bathe in the Ganga, sometimes then go back to your place. These are highly evolved spiritual people, to put it mildly. And he's already in a wealthy zamindar family, landowners. But as Guru Maharaj pointed out, his real wealth is the treasure of Krishna Prem in his heart. So Mahaprabhu, Vidyaniti means ocean of knowledge. So he's like pundit, scholar. But Mahaprabhu, that's like an insult to him, ocean of knowledge. So Mahaprabhu called him affectionately Premaniti. He's an ocean of Krishna Prem, not of Vidya, unless you want to say that type of understanding. So Pundarik Vidyaniti, and he's, couched in the role, apparently, of a Bishai, a materialist. He dresses very nicely, he's got oiled hair, he wears perfume, he smokes a hookah, he rides on a palanquin, and they're like side mirrors. He can see how beautiful he monitors his own beauty. You know, blowing smoke rings, and chewing pan with the red lips, and so he's going to Navadvip for Ganga Darshan. And Mukunda Dutt, who's also from Chattogram, is aware of that. And his good friend is Gadadhar Pandit. So, and Gadadhar Pandit had as yet to take initiation. And we know Gadadhar Pandit is, you know, as Guru Maharaj said, you know, the facsimile of Radharani, the remainder, sometimes he would even say carcass. Like after a bomb above, her heart has been plundered. Ritva Madhuram Upabhoktam Kamapiya by Mahaprabhu. What's left of Radharani? Gadad, and like, it's a way of understanding. So, and appearing very simple, very sweet, like Gadadhar Pandit in the town, and loves Nimai Pandit and thinks he only has one flaw. He's not a devotee of Krishna, which is really funny, actually, because he's not, he's Krishna. But Krishna, the power of Radharani is so great. She's the greatest preacher of all time. Why? Most people convert fallen souls to Krishna consciousness. She converted Krishna to Krishna consciousness. Because Krishna is not Krishna conscious. I'm sorry to tell. He's Krishna. He's an enjoyer. Radharani is Krishna conscious, and all of her, it's an extension of her heart, Krishna consciousness movement. But so great is her devotion that she's awakened the curiosity, kutuki, in Krishna to experience what it's like to not only be a devotee, but the supreme devotee. So jadi gorna hoita tabiki hoita kemari daritam dehe radhar mahima prema rasasyam jagata janatake vasugosa. If Gauranga had not come, we would have never known Radha, the glories of Radharani and the limits of her Krishna Prem, meaning unlimited. Krishna Prem, unlimited. Right? So he's relishing her position. Krishna's become a devotee. How extraordinary is that? And that tells us that being a devotee, it's not some lowly thing. You know, Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayo Dasa Dasa Anudasa, way down on the Dasa Anudasa plane. Right? But Krishna himself wants to take that position. And he's saying, take it from me, Rasaraj, Akila Rasamrita Murti, ecstasy personified, being the pleasure of devotion is 10 million times greater than the devotion, than the pleasure I experience. No greater authority than Krishna can make that statement. He's Rasaraj, Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So that Krishna, that Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar Pandit. So Mukunda and Gadadhar are friends. Mukunda said, knowing that Pundarik Vidyaniti is coming, he said, would you like to see a Vaishnava? Like a real Vaishnava? And Gadadhar Pandit, yes, I'm very eager to have the darshan of a genuine Vaishnava. Yes, yes. To come with me. They come. Then the palanquin comes in. Pundarik Vidyaniti, silk cushions, smoking the hookah, chewing pan, oiled hair, perfume coming from him. Yeah. And Mukunda saying, there's your Vaishnava. You cannot have a stereotype about who is a devotee, who is not a, how will you judge? So in this pastime, even Gadadhar Pandit has some apprehension. So Mukunda gives full dandavats, and Gadadhar, all right, imitating Mukunda, I'll do the same thing. But Mukunda saying, oh, I can see by the look on your face you have some apprehension. Mukunda is known to be a great singer. And think about it. This doesn't mean like a good singer. If in the pastimes of Mahaprabhu and your gopis sprung out of Krishna Lila to participate in those pastimes, if you say that Mukunda is a good singer, it means he is one of the greatest singers of all time, ever, and to come. Not just a good singer. Better than any other singer you've ever heard or will hear. That's Mukunda. And that Mukunda begins to sing at various times in the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. But this time, and I'm not going to sing, but I can recite the verse that he sings. Because Pundarik, there, so he says, from the Bhagavatam, third canto, Oho bakiyam stanakalakutam jagam sayapayayadapyasadvi lebhe gatim datri uchitam tatonyam kamva doyalum sharanam brajema. So, it's actually, I think, Uddhava and Maitri, I forget, but it's in the third canto, and maybe the first. It says, Kamva dayalum sharanam brajema. Who is the more merciful Lord than Krishna? And this he gives as an example to help us understand something. Saying, Putana Rakshashi, the evil, wizardess witch who took the form of a beautiful buxom nurse, young girl, to come and breastfeed Krishna. And Yashoda said, and Rohini, look, oh, so sweet. Yes, Didi, he's in the nursery. And she went in there and then pushed Krishna toward her breast. He sucked the poison, the milk, and her prana out of her body. Right. So what he's saying in this verse is, who is a more merciful Lord than Krishna? Putana approached him with murderous intentions. And she was elevated to the position of mother, right? Datri, nurse, mother, right? So we're saying, if that's how he treats someone who approaches him with murderous intentions, then, for example, Vishwanath says, what if you're neutral, right? That would be better, right? This is murderous intent. So just neutral. If she got for murderous intentions mother, then just by being neutral, shanta, you would get something higher than that. Then he takes the verse and said, what if and Dasya. And then about Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhur, he's showing you some gradation, which is his specialty, extracting gradation from the details. So in this verse, when he's saying, like, who is a more merciful Lord than Krishna? Who would you rather take shelter of than someone who liberates someone who's trying to kill them? And so singing this verse, then suddenly Pundarik Vidyaniti starts reciting the last line, Kamva Dwayalum Sharanam Rajema. Who is the more merciful Lord? And waves of ecstasy begin to appear on his body, and he's throwing the hookah and the pillows, and he's pulling his hair, and the ecstasy is so intense, he can't, his divine form cannot stand it, and he falls out of the palanquin onto the ground, and he's in a deep ecstatic trance for 9 hours, appearing like death-like. Right? Not for 9 minutes or 90 minutes, 9 hours. And meaning, not conscious of this world, but in the upper world. When devotees, they show fainting, it means fainted to this, but they're not fainted inside, only fainted to this world, no longer able to sustain any semblance of external consciousness, they've dived deep into reality, deep into the spiritual zone. And 9 hours later, showing some symptoms of life coming out of that. Then Gadadhar Pandit singing like, what have I done? In my mind, I was thinking offensively of such a great devotee. Oh, what is my fate? And then we're told that if you take shelter of someone as guru, then they forgive all your offenses. The guru doesn't take offenses from the disciples. Then everything's forgiven. So Gadadhar Pandit saying, I want to take initiation from you. And Mahaprabhu sometimes mysteriously, moving with the devotees, would go, start crying out in a particular direction, Bap, Pundarik, Bap, Pundarik, means father, Pundarik, father, my father. And they're wondering, who is that? Now Pundarik Vidyaniti came to Nimai Pandit, they understand who he is. And Mahaprabhu calls him, he said, now my life is perfect, I've seen the ocean of Krishna Prem personified. Premaniti. But the reason he was saying father is because Mahaprabhu is Radha Bhava Dyuti Subolita, enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani, and Pundarik Vidyaniti and Krishna Leela is Vrishabhanu Maharaj, Radharani's father. So when Gadadhar Pandit is saying, is this appropriate? I take, he's saying, yes, he's your father. You know, in that time. Like that. So, how glorious he is. And we know that, like, although he's the epitome of Ragamarg, when he went to Puri, it's all play for them. Like, and we know, speaking of play, when their devotees, they go in the, Narendra Sarovar, they're playing. Ramananda and Sarvabhauma, they're playing like kids, splashing each other with water. And then Nityananda and Advaita, they're playing. And then Pundarik Vidyaniti and Srup Damodar. And Mahaprabhu says to Gopinath, he acts like he's upset, like, Gopinath, why these great, grave scholars, look, what are they doing? Behaving like naughty children. This is not good. If people see them, it'll be bad, you know, for the Krishna consciousness movement. But, and then Gopinath Acharya said, he said, you have flooded the world with Krishna Prem. The Himalayas, great mountains are flooded by your Prem. And these are like tiny hills, you know, nothing. So don't you say what happened to them. You flooded the world with Krishna Prem and they're drowning in it. Like Prabodhananda, Banchitosmi, 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 Nasangshaya. Vishvagoro Se Magnam Sparshopi Mamanabhava. Prabodhananda Tungavidya saying like, I've been cheated, I've been cheated, I've been cheated. Of this there is no doubt. Mahaprabhu came and flooded the world with Krishna Prem. I wasn't touched by a drop. But Guru Maharaj said, no, it just reveals his appetite. What is a flood for others is a drop for him. See how the Vaishnavas interpret the sayings of the other Vaishnavas. So Pundarik Vidyaniri, then Raghu Nandan Thakur, the child of Mukunda Kaviraj. Who, Kaviraj is sometimes a title for Ayurvedic doctors. So that's another Mukunda. And we know in this boy, Raghunandan, he's very devotional and very beautiful and sweet, and he's a great dancer. He later leads, as a young boy, he's leading one of the seven groups at the Rath Yatra. He's the lead dancer. And he's very beautiful looking. The acharyas say he's taken to be a avatar of Pradyumna, like Vasudev Sankarshan Pradyumna Aniruddha, and Pradyumna is considered Kandarpa, Cupid. So that Raghunandan once Mahaprabhu asked Mukunda, who's the father? You were Raghunandan. And Mukunda, knowing his heart, said, Raghunandan. He names his son his father. Why? Because he possesses superior devotion. With a Jaha Hoite Krishna Bhakti Seya Guru Hoy. Whoever's got Krishna Bhakti, their guru. He's my guru. Right? So, and what was the evidence of that? When Mukunda had to make a house call and he had to go, so he couldn't do his normal seva of serving the bhog to the deity. He said, Raghunandan, while I'm gone, you do this. You know, as you've seen me do, you do. You know. So he goes, and Raghunandan goes behind the curtain, put the plate with the bhog, and said, my dear lord, please. You know. Comes back a few minutes, looks at him and says, no, I'm saying now you should, you know, take, please. Goes back, comes back, sees that everything's there and the deity, you know, he said, no, please understand something. My father gave me this seva to do. And if you don't eat, I'm going to get in trouble, big trouble. So please. And then the heart of Raghunandan, his earnestness is so great. He's pleading with the deity from his deep heart's core to accept the offering. Unless the deity comes down and starts eating, then right, oh, all right. And then he leaves. Everything's good. So then later, his mother comes to collect the prasad, and she sees only empty pots. And he's saying, your father gave you this seva to do and you ate everything? He goes, no, Gopal. Gopal ate everything. Oh, right. Gopal ate everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait until your father gets home. Yeah. Then Mukunda comes, wants to take prasad. He says, oh, your naughty boy son, who you gave the seva of, he ate everything. What? Yeah. Calls back, you ate it? No, I didn't. Gopal ate everything. No, but normally we put the, and then the deity, mystically they're taking, no, Gopal ate everything, didn't leave anything. He's saying like, show me how you do this. Right. He's watching, it's not happening, and from hidden position, and at last he sees the deities eating what's given by Raghunandan. And they say, when he opened the curtain, Gopal's there, you see, he's like, there's still a ladu in his hand. assume deity position. They go like, how'd the ladu get there? And if you see that deity, he's got the ladu in his hand. So then he understands such a great devotee is his son. Again, all so many of these, no stereotype. Should be the father, not the son? No, the son is. Pundarik Vidyaniti looks like a materialist? Not. Gadadhar Pandit takes initiation from him. Raghunath Das Goswami is from a, you know, like billionaire family. The only son. What does he become? Like the epitome of renunciation. Said, Stri Apsara Sama, Indra Aiswarja Sama, Stri Apsara Sama. He possessed wealth like Indra, the king of heaven, and a wife who's like an apsara, like these heavenly supermodels. And so, and they're, he wants to join Mahaprabhu so badly, the father, they've hired 10 men to watch him, like in shifts, like, you know. And he keeps trying to escape. And at one point, his mother suggests that they chain him to a pillar, right? And the father says, if having a wife as beautiful as a heavenly supermodel and money like wealth like into the king of hell, that doesn't bind him, what good are chains going to do for someone who's become a madman for Mahaprabhu? So, and one night we know on the plea of finding a replacement for a Pujari, he escapes and joins Mahaprabhu in Puri. And there, he's put under the care of Swarup Damodar, right, who's Lalita Sakhi and Krishna Lila. And after some time, he's approaching Mahaprabhu and like a devotee might, you know, they're put under someone's care and then they say, oh, I would like to ask you some questions personally. Can I have a personal meeting? And Mahaprabhu agrees and gives some different divine instructions, advice, but concludes saying, but the reason I put you under the care of Swarup Damodar is what I don't know, he knows fully. And this is a significant point, because we can think, what could that possibly mean? What Mahaprabhu doesn't know, Swarup Damodar, what is unknown to Mahaprabhu? Radha Bhava Dyuti Subalita, being enveloped in the heart of Srimati Radharani, that is terra incognita for Sri Chaitanya, for Krishna. Another, a previously unexplored, unknown world to him, the heart of Radharani. He can't estimate the depths, the limits of her love. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Vanayeva. He wants to experience what she alone experiences, mentioned in Charitamritam, slokas from Sivadhara. That's what he wants. Not just Bhakta Bhav in general, which is a wonderful thing, but Radha Bhav, the heart of Radharani, that he wants to understand. And when is the heart of Radharani yield the most superior type of prema? In separation, right? So as Krishna, he knows everything there is to know about union. That's why Gurudev once said, I do not like to discuss these things. When someone tried a counterfeit, fraud, spiritual personality, tried to represent that union is higher than Guru, I don't want to discuss it. He said, even a goat knows the joys of union. He said, but who can understand the peculiar joy that the heart experiences in the pain of separation, that is unknown in this world. Pida bir nabakala kuta katuta garvasya nirvasano. Rupa Goswami says, it's like being poisoned with cobra venom on the one, or you know, poison, and hemorrhaging, and the heart is burning with fire, and at the same time, take bathing in nectar, a nectarine shower. It's the most peculiar experience. Broken heart, the heart is on fire. Guru said, like streams of lava, hot lava pouring out of the heart in separation. And because that is where you achieve purity, and that's where that's how you measure the measuring stick, how you measure the depth of love is in separation, not in union. How much pain comes to the heart. I told Schopenhauer said, women are judged superior by their capacity to endure suffering. So the Braja Gopis are the most superior. They endure the greatest suffering. Why? Because they have the greatest love for Krishna. As I told Vishnu Priya, greatest suffering because he has the greatest love for Nimai Pandit. Braja Gopis, and of them, their leader, Srimati Radharani, endures the greatest pain of separation because she has the greatest love for Krishna. And that's what he wants to experience. That's what he observed from a hidden position in the Kunja after setting her down and vanishing. What he already saw had a hint in these pastimes of union that what she's experiencing is 10 million times greater. But when he hid himself and observed her exhibiting sattvika vikar, all the ecstatic symptoms of separation and the enlitala, that's when he decided to become Mahaprabhu. So he's descended for this purpose. What are the two zenith points of separation? There's two. One is Kurukshetra. That's why Kurukshetra. That's why Rath Yatra. It's not just a pastime Mahaprabhu and his devotees celebrate every year, which would be good enough. But it's the pastime, because it's separation zenith point. Krishna, 100 years of separation. The Braja Gopis cannot tolerate the blinking of an eye, right? And see this, the expansion and contraction of time and space. And the Gita says, Sahasra Yuga Parjantam Ahur Yad Brahmanovidu. A day of Brahma, night of Brahma, is 4,300,000,000 years. So Gurudev liked this sloka from, I think it's Kalidas, it's in Heart, what is it called? Religion of the Heart. There by Bhakti Premik Siddhanti Maharaj, his compilation. Shamanam saying, no amount of union can satisfy Radharani and the Braja Gopis. It's not like connecting with, look, oh, now I've had enough. No amount of union can satisfy them. They're always left in the hankering position. That's the eternal position of anyone who has a substantial connection with the Krishna consciousness movement. Always to be left in hankering position. That's desirable, actually. Right? So, and what are we told? The Rasa Leela is Brahma Ratri. It lasts for one night of Brahma. Why? Expansion and contraction of time and space. So Yogamaya summons 4,300,000,000 nights to come together as one for that time. And although it lasts that long, what do the Braja Gopis say? In the aftermath, because no amount of union can bring satisfaction, they say, it was like the blink of an eye that time. Oh, we want more. It was over so quickly. And Ramananda or Jagannath Balabhanata, given in the Madhya chapter 2, Charitamritam, the synopsis, condensed version of the Antya Leela, saying, I'm going, Radharani saying, or the divine madness, I'll worship time and propitiate time, because Krishna was here and I was overwhelmed by his beauty, and before I knew it, he vanished. So next time, I'm going to propitiate time and get time to stop. Then I'm going to turn my attention to Krishna by stopping time. That's her strategy, right? So they say, oh, that night of Brahma, blink of the eye, it was over. Now we're left hankering. But to show the comparative superiority of separation. We're told, you know, what is it? Atati advavana nikananam trutir yukayate tomapashitam kuntila kundalam srimukam jate yada udikshitam pakshmakrid. Pakshmakrid means ayu. And it says in Gopi Gita, right, that they can't tolerate the blink of an eye's separation. And what does that feel like? 4,300,000,000 years. It's an intolerably long period of time. So the 4,300,000,000 years in union was like the blink of an eye. But the blink of an eye in separation is like 4,300,000,000 years. It's intolerable. That's beyond our imagination. So for such people to experience 100 years of separation, you shudder to think. And it's after 100 years of separation that they get to see Krishna again at Kurukshetra. And then with all this anticipation and expectation, then who's before them? Dwaraka Krishna. No flute, no Gopavesh. No. Is this Krishna? Who is this? An imposter? Maybe it's a counterfeit Krishna. Dear sir, where is your flute? You're supposed to be Krishna without a flute? What kind of Krishna is that? Not any Krishna that we're interested in. Right. Look at their standard, 100 years. Like, Dwarka Krishna does nothing for them. That's who they are. When people say, what about other religions? You know, I say, like, look, if the Braja Gopis were disappointed seeing Narayan, right? Don't start talking about other religions. They're disappointed in seeing Vaikuntha Narayan. They're disappointed in seeing Dwaraka Krishna. Right? Gopi vision, Gopi bhav. That's what the Krishna consciousness movement is. Gopi bhava rasamrita dilahari kalala magno muhur. Srinivasacharya, who Vishnu Priya Devi took care of from sometimes. But anyway, so as Guru Maharaj said, referencing Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Saraswati Thakur, their parikrama of all the holy places, when Bhaktivinoda said, Saraswati Thakur echoed, Guru Maharaj revealed, said, Vrindavan is for the hollow, shallow thinkers. And Guru Maharaj said, I fell as if from the top of a tree. We're thinking Vrindavan is the highest place, the land of Krishna. And now Guru Maharaj says, it's for hollow, shallow people. And just a note, this is in a particular context. Don't go around parroting that. And what he meant was, it's known for union. He's saying, but a man of real bhajan will prefer Kurukshetra. Of Gita? No. Of this meeting, the solar eclipse, this meeting. It's not a peripheral pastime, it's central. So when they meet there, and Radharani on behalf of the gopis, ahushchate nalina nava padara vinde, etc. Yogeshwari hridivichinta magada bodhe, samsara kupa patito taranava lambam, Gehum jisham api manasi uriyat sadana. She's basically saying, you know, we're just fallen householders. You know, we're in the deep well of household life. And you wrote this letter before, like telling us we should like learn yoga and how to meditate. And God is everywhere. Please. Now, it wasn't funny. Actually, we're pretty upset with that. It didn't go over well, you know. And especially Radharani couldn't even hear it, right? She just spun off in her divine madness, Brahmar Gita, which is the other zenith point. So anyway, here. She's saying, you know, like, stop it with the yoga stuff. And like, you know, if we learn to meditate, we'll see God everywhere. Like, Krishna, please. This is insulting. Right? You know what we want. We want you, you know what we want with you? We want you, we want family life with you. And that's, Guru Maharaj like that. When one lady from ISKCON was at the Mott many years in the 70s, and he asked her to speak something, and she said, what I like is that we're being given the opportunity to have a family life with Krishna. And Guru Maharaj liked that so much, he quoted it for 30 years. Right. So there, and also, that's when the Dwarka queens, they're thinking like, Krishna is lost in daydreams, talking about, you know, Vrindavan and his girlfriend and girlfriends there, and they're all wives, they're sharing their experiences. And they hear from Rohini about Vrindavan, so they're wondering, like, how beautiful can she be? They know Rukmini is beautiful, Satyabhama, Lakshma, all the Dwarka queens. They're saying, they know each other, how beautiful they are. How beautiful could she be? So this is their chance to see her, and it's in the Garga Sangita. The Braja Gopis bring Radharani on a palanquin. And we can't, we're forbidden to speak directly about her beauty, but at least by inference we can understand. And so we're told, when the Dwarka queens finally have a glimpse of Radharani, she's so beautiful that they all faint. Just think, all these Dwarka queens fainted all over the place at a glimpse of the beauty of Radharani. Right? She counsels all others, Radha Madaya Hridaye Tatyaja Braja Sundari. So, and then, so they're meeting there and can't meet in the desired way. And that's when Krishna gives them a wink, a hint, by saying, Mayi Bhakti Arhi Bhutanam Amritatyaya Kalpate Dishyad Manasin Matsneho Bhavatinam Marapana. Everyone thinks they've hit the lottery if they get a connection with me, and it's true. The yogis, the brahmanas, the this, that, the karmis, that, so God save me from impending karmic reactions. It's true. He said, but what I want you to know is I consider it my good fortune that I'm the object of the love that is in your pure hearts. And so it's the ultimate or the original example of let virtue be its own reward. So when Krishna, and he said, I have some job to do here, kill a few more demons, this, that, the other thing, and then I'll rejoin you. Then Radharani's happy, okay, we can go, he never left us. Oh, and he says, and by the mercy of Narayan, actually I'm with you. And it doesn't mean that Krishna comes from Dwarka every day to visit him, but rather, it's his expansion that's in Dwarka, and Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Vrindavanam paritaja paramekam nigacchati. So then they're happy. But that the Dwarka queens ask Radharani, but we've heard so much about Rasa Leela. Can we see Rasa Leela? And she's saying, okay. So she calls all the Braja Gopis, and with Krishna, they have a Rasa Leela. And everyone's fainted to see how wonderful it is. And Radharani says, that's nothing. You should see the original. But you have to go to Vrindavan for that. It's sweeter there, land of sweetness. So, the separate, and what it, so the principle, Guru Maharaj said, service, according to the intensity of its necessity, draws remuneration. That's the point. Service, according to the intensity of its necessity, draws remuneration. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur realized that the necessity reaches its greatest intensity at this point, the zenith point of separation. Radharani is in most need of service from her serving group at that time. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was saying, if you can render service at that time, in that plane, you'll never come here again. There's no chance of that ever happening. And what we're told is, in the analysis of Rupa Goswami, after, you know, Bhav Prem is achieved, that, you know, Man, Pranay, Anurag, Rag, Mahabhav, etc., that the highest achievement but the Tattvastha Jiva can be the prem, bhav level of prem. below Mahabhav. And we're told Mahabhav is reserved for Radharani and Mahaprabhu. Right? But Guru Maharaj said, and this is the strategy of the Rupanuga line, and they want to assist Radharani at the time of her greatest necessity, which is achieved at Kurukshetra. Right? And is memorialized, more than live stream memorialized Leela in Ratiyatra. So Radharani is so grateful to them by rendering service at that time, that what is beyond the constitutional capacity of a jiva soul to experience, namely Mahabhav, Radharani, Guru said, she's saying, here, she has a plate of Mahabhav, and she's saying, here, taste what we're tasting. So she's nourishing her group with Mahabhav, which is the impossible of impossible things. That's why they are exclusively promoting her. They have no interest, even in direct connection, because it won't yield this type of substance. And in the words of Srila Guru Maharaj, he said, once you've had a taste of that divine substance, not only all other tastes become tasteless, he said, all other rasas become tasteless. Right? And that's what Mahaprabhu is, that's his bhav before Jagannatha's Dwaraka Krishna. He's in the mood, Radha bhav, heart and halo of Radharani, and playing out the zenith point of separation. That's why he descended. It only comes out at that time. And in the Brahma Gita. So it says, behind closed doors was Srip Damodar, Ramananda. It said, like Uddhava Darshan. What does Uddhava Darshan mean? When he came to deliver the message from Krishna, but that's when Radharani's 10 types of prajalpa, divine, maddened speech come out, pralap. So, and that's what Mahaprabhu is relishing. After the Ratiyatra, like 18 years of that, then behind closed doors, the Brahma Gita for the last 12 years of his manifest pastimes. So when Swarup knows more than I do means, so when he's lost, just when Radharani, she is lost in this divine madness, as in the Brahma Gita and elsewhere, and she will come out and say, did I exhibit some strange behavior? Did I say something peculiar? Srip Damodar knows everything. Say, no, everything was good. But she did exhibit unusual behavior and make peculiar statements. But they're known to Srip Damodar. She may not even know them. She was so lost in divine madness. So, and when she's feeling different types of separation, he knows, supply this sloka, sing this song, sometimes to amplify a sentiment, other times to assuage the anguish of separation in heart. Srip Damodar is the expert and told what? Mahaprabhu Dutiya Kalevar, Mahaprabhu the second, right? Mahaprabhu's other self, right? So when Krishna as Mahaprabhu is lost in this divine madness, Srip Damodar knows, oh, now you're experiencing what Radharani experienced, then I sing this song, supply this sloka, like that. And so he said, I put you under the care of Srip Damodar for a reason. And then, and so we're told, what is Chaitanya Charitamritam? As Guru Maharaj said, the greatest literature to ever see the light of day in all time, all space, and all creations. That's Chaitanya Charitamritam, Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam. And what is it based on? The sutra-like notes of Srip Damodar and the expanded extent of Raghunath Das Goswami. Right? And Raghunath Das Goswami, so he receives the full wealth from Mahaprabhu and Srip Damodar. is not a peripheral player in these pastimes. Is there for all that time in Puri. Then after the disappearance of Mahaprabhu and Srupa Damodar, Das Goswami is thinking like, why should I live now? I have no, my reason for living is gone. And as Vilapakusa Manjali writes, Ashabare Amrita Sindhu Mayikatanchit Kalo Mayati Mayati Gamitas Kilasampratami Tom Chait Kripam Mayividasa Shinaiva Kimme Prane Brajina Chaboru Bakarinapi. Direct prayer to Radharani, saying, without you, without Radhadasyam, the service of your holy lotus feet, my life is meaningless. And what is more valuable than my life, Vrindavan, is of no use to me. And what is even more valuable than that, Krishna, without you, is a dreadful thing, I'm sorry to say. Bakari means demon killer. That's not the sweet Krishna. Only I get that sweet Krishna when, with you. Otherwise, what is this? I have no interest in that. Even so, we've gone from Dwarka Krishna to other types of Vrindavan Krishna. They have no interest. Only in Swayam Bhagavan, who's at the right hand of Radharani. They're exclusive. Sri Barsha Banavi Devi Daitaya Kripna, that type of exclusive exhibited by Das Goswami and his pastimes as well. He's the Prayojan Tattva Charger saying, Gurumaharaj said he's the greatest student in the Rupa Nuga line, and makes it even more clear than Rupa Goswami that our ultimate concern is not so much with Krishna, but with Radharani, Radhadasyam, the service of her holy lotus feet. As Srila Gurumaharaj says in his prayer to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Sri Radha Parasevanamritamaho Taddatam Isho Bhavan. This is your gift to the world, O Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in the form of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, is the service of her holy lotus feet. So that Das Goswami thinks, I'm going to go to Vrindavan, climb the Giri Govardhan, and leap to my death. I can't bear to live in the absence of Mahaprabhu and Srupa Damodar. Then he goes there, Nija Nikata Nivasa Dehi Govardhanatvan, oh Govardhan, give me a little place for shelter. And, but then he meets Rup and Sanatan, and he thinks, Mahaprabhu and Srupa Damodar are here in them. So then he has some reason to live. Lives into his 80s, and we're told, that's why the name of Radharani chanted and that's Das Goswami. We don't do that. Make her name irrelevant, use it to indicate anything and everything. That's intolerable to our Guru Varga. Right? We know that the people there, they've developed this habit. It's unacceptable and it's tragic. But Das Goswami, as written, it says, Muke Radha Radha Bole Beshe Nayanera Jale Radhe Radhe. He's the one who was chanting that. Do not imitate him. You'll go to hell. On his hands and knees, crawling in Govardhan Radha Kunda, saying, Muke Radha Radha Bole, taking the name of Radharani repeatedly, tears are drenching his clothes. Muke Radha Radha Bole Beshe Nayanera Jale Radhe Radhe. That's reserved for Das Goswami. Accept no substitute and do not imitate this exalted soul. So that when he finds Rupa and Sanatan, now reason to live, and lo and behold, who serves him in Radha Kunda? Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So the full wealth, that Mahaprabhu was saying, like, there's something I need you to do. Another way of saying it is, you will give you will be responsible for Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam, which must be expressed in the world. It'll go from Swarup Damodar and you and your own personal observations, and you will transfer the full wealth of why I descended in this world, known only to Swarup Damodar and appreciated by you. You'll transfer all of that to Kaviraj Goswami, and he'll reveal it to the world. So it's the greatest thing ever, actually. It's not just some anecdotal thing or some trivial matter. It's everything. And see how each one gives everything. That's possible in Krishna consciousness. Vishnu Priya gives Nimai Pandit for Mahaprabhu. Swarup Damodar is giving. Raghunath Das is giving. Krishna Das. Right? And Vishwanath, we mentioned. And then the disciple of Saraswati Thakur, this Bharati, was a big, you see pictures, like everybody's like this, and then there's this one big, tall person like that, and he, but he was very sweet, his lectures were really good, he knew how to capture people. And then there was the Parbat Maharaj, who had the good fortune to be born and raised in Swarup Ganj, Surabhi Kunj. That means Bhaktivinoda Thakur's neighborhood. So he would hear at 3 o'clock in the morning, Bhaktivinoda Thakur awaken and start calling, Hare Krishna. Like he said, it was like so like full of pathos, or like he said, like he was like crying out and longing to his distant love, Hare Krishna. Like he'd hear that at 3 a.m. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur working on his books, his songs, who gave us everything, sitting in his final days on the cement seat. But he heard that firsthand, and it awakened some divine sentiments in him. He later approached Saraswati Thakur for sannyas, became Bharati, Parbat Maharaj. And then what I want to say, and tomorrow is the appearance day of Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Pavan Janardhan Maharaj, our beloved god brother and dear friend and charja of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. And Maharaj, we were having a discussion one day and talking about something I mentioned, like, he was a sannyasi in like 1971. Or two. He took sannyas from Prabhupada at the samadhi and bhajan kutir of Rupa Goswami at Radha Damodar, where we go and bow. That's where he took sannyas from Prabhupada. And was a great preacher, toured all over South India and all other parts of India, a great collector, very intelligent, supremely reliable, responsible, dictated by conscience and responsibility and what pleases Guru. And Prabhupada had complete faith in him. He appointed him GBC for life. And Srila Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj had great faith in him. Guru Maharaj gave him the name Bhakti Pavan. His name before was Pancha Dravida Maharaj. Guru Maharaj named him Bhakti Pavan Janardhan. Like he's saving all the people with what? Madhura Rasa, Radha Dasyam, the supreme substance. Because this is Gopi Dasyam, the service of the holy lotus feet of the gopis, particularly Radharani. That's Bhaktivinoda's gift to the world. That's ultimately what it is. And Maharaj also was posted in the Spanish-speaking part of the world. So he's fluent in Spanish to the point if he can translate the books into Spanish. He translated Prapanna Jivanamritam. And Maharaj gets all the fine points of Siddhanta. They do not escape him. So when he examines a text, he makes sure that all of Guru Maharaj's Siddhanta is there and coming through and clear to all the people. He's very astute, genius-like mind and at extraction and observation. And he's also extremely funny. And has a great sense of humor, very fast. Sometimes he says something, it takes you a while to figure out. He's like five steps ahead of you. But when I first met him, it was in December of 1973, and all the devotees were coming for the first Mayapur festival. And we hadn't done this before, and like it was the first 747 to ever land at the Calcutta airport. And it was just filled with devotees. So you think, they had kirtan on the airplane, aratis, everything. You know, they'll probably go, you need to stop jumping up and down in the eye. It's like not good for the aircraft, you know. Like, you know. And they arrive there and meet the different parties. And I remember, because these Indian, I'm introducing them, and they go, who's that? President of Chicago. Who's that? President of Los Angeles. Who's that? President of New York. They go, oh, cha, cha. And then finally someone said to me, who are you? I said, President of the United States. And they go, oh, cha, you know, President of the United States. You know. But anyway, then, so we're there, and we got, like, to make these ongoing traveling. No one thought of this, like, that everyone needs to fly to Delhi or go by train. So everybody flew into Calcutta, and then they go, like, well, what if we, shouldn't everyone go to Vrindavan? Oh, yeah. Then we have to book, like, 300 tickets to Vrindavan. And so someone had to collect everybody's passport and tickets. Which, when you're in India, is the last thing you want to give to another person. We used to say in the group I was in, we used to say, your first day in India is when your return ticket expires and a rupee has become a dollar. That's your first real day in India. Everything, as long as you got that, like, return thing there, you know, like, you can end this at any time. You're not really there. So, anyway, we have to book all the. And Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj, in his inimitable style, he liked, for some reason, he liked me. And so he called me in, and I'm new there, but he liked me and thought I could do this. He believed in the servitors. He made you feel that the service you're doing, he had this marvelous ability to make you feel that the service you're doing was the most important service that could possibly be done for the Krishna consciousness movement. He made everyone feel like that. So he called me in, but he had special ways of convincing you. He would later say, I get him with the sweet sauce and I keep him with the hot sauce. But anyway, this time he called me in and he said, this he's famous for saying, he said, about the tickets and the passport. And he said, there are only two people I trust to do this, myself and you. And right now, I'm busy. He said, I know you can do this. He said, but you're less experienced than India. He said, so I want Pancha Devita Maharaj to, like, be your chaperone and, you know, help you and, you know, because he knows the ropes in India very well. He's already been here, like, you know. So you'll do this, but, you know, Pancha Devita Maharaj, who later became Janardana Maharaj, he'll be your, you know, chaperone, you can say. And that's how Maharaj and I got to know each other. And I wish I could tell you some of the things that happened. But it's not; they're not quite ready for prime time. But we really got to know each other and see each other, how we operate on very stressful, under stressful conditions. Not much I can say. So then later, when we started this movement, preaching about Guru Maharaj, that was like 1981, August of 81, Maharaj was a guru in ISKCON and there, and like, and just to say, you know, he'd actually thrown Ashram Maharaj out of Mexico, out of, you know, which is now humorous. But so then he comes and he's like, he says to Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he goes, I can't stay anymore. Why? He said, I need to save myself. And he said, Tamal Krishnamurti said, that I can accept. So you're not saying anything against ISKCON. You're just saying, to save yourself, you need to go to Srila. And he said, yes. He said, that I can accept. I may not agree or be happy about it, but that I can accept. That's legitimate. You're not bad-mouthing the... We're all born and raised in ISKCON. We worship ISKCON. ISKCON's the greatest thing that ever happened in terms of spreading the Krishna consciousness movement. That Guru Maharaj loved ISKCON, Gurudev loves ISKCON. We're also lovers of ISKCON. But we had some necessity that could only be addressed by Srila Guru Maharaj. Anyway, he comes and they, Govinda Maharaj and Guru Maharaj come in, and after all the things that happened, they're reluctant. Guru Maharaj is going to give him a name and let him hear the sannyas mantram, which he, interestingly, is about Gopi Dasya, not Krishna, Gopi Dasya, Radha Dasyam. So they're thinking, oh, but he's a big guru in ISKCON with so many disciples, then there's going to be trouble again. They don't want to do it. And I was like, back on my hands and knees, saying, please do this. And I will talk to him, and I promise you that he'll leave and take. He won't take anything with him, and he'll leave, and there won't be no headache for you. And so they agree and call him in, and Guru Maharaj gives the name Bhakti Pavan Janardhan Maharaj, and then the sannyas mantram, and then we take prasad with Gurudev, and everyone lived happily ever after. But, and then he later, with Gurudev, they get the Sokhel ashram. Oh, what I was going to say is, no, then I have to give the news to Ashram Maharaj. Remember, he kicked Ashram Maharaj out of Mexico, the movie. So I go, hey, Ashram Maharaj, you're never going to guess who's joining. He goes, who? I go, Pancha Devita Maharaj. And he goes like, ay, ay, ay. And he goes like, do we want him to join? I said, it's a done deal. He's, Bhakti Pavan Janardhan Maharaj. And he goes, I said, no, he's really great. He's transformed, And later, they, buried the hatchet, so to speak. That was said, there was a devotee in Bombay who chased another devotee with a hatchet once. But then later, they became at least cordial or friends, and Achyutananda Maharaj said, they buried the hatchet. But anyway, so then Janardhan Maharaj, we did what we could in San Jose, and then later he finds this beautiful Gurudev, Yudhamani Prabhu, Jivan Aditi, they get this beautiful ashram, and is it the Santa Cruz Mountains, I guess? Soquel, California. And he's the acharya there to this day, and Gurudev said he was his best friend. That's how much love he had for him. And he had so much love for him, he could also joke. It's said of Krishna, he's Bhavagrahi Janardana. Right? Sometimes when Janardhan Maharaj would enter the room, Gurudev would quote the appearance of Krishna. It says, Jayamane Janardane. It says, and then Janardhan appeared. Meaning Krishna, but like Janardhan Maharaj walking in the room, Gurudev would go, Jayamane Janardane. And then Janardhan appeared. So it says, Bhavagrahi Janardana. Krishna's a bhav consumer. So heart, he's a heart eater. Right? Devotion, heart, that's what gives it flavor and taste. So, but Janardhan Maharaj loves shukta, which is this Bengali preparation, shukta, shakari, bhaji, nalita. So shukta is the first one mentioned. And really, Bengalis make it extraordinary. When you've had really good shukta, it's just mind-stealing. Yeah. And it's Janardhan Maharaj's favorite preparation. So tomorrow, try and make that. So I always So Krishna, it's Bhava Grahi Janardana, you know. But I say Shukta Grahi Janardana, about Janardana Maharaj, that he's a Shukta consumer. Right? So when Gurudev normally doesn't say anything when we're taking prasadam, really he doesn't. He only takes prasadam and he's quiet, you know, and might give some a command related to that, but he doesn't have working lunches and talk, how are you doing? You know, he doesn't do that. Does that another time, but not while taking prasadam. It's done quietly, relishing. But one day he turned to me, because it's extraordinary what we're taking, some kind of shukta, and he said, Maharaj, he said, if Janardhan Maharaj knew what we were eating, he would kill us. So on the one hand, you could go, kill the guru? You know, Gurun Hatvan, like Arjun says, I should kill my guru. That is Krishna. Am I hearing this right? You're telling me to kill my guru, my martial arts guru. You know. So you could think, oh, that's terrible. But no, it's very sweet, because it showed, like in the Bam Abab, Radharani, they say things that would be offensive if they weren't saturated with love and affection. So he loves Janardhan Maharaj so much that he can joke like that. That shows you how much Janardhan Maharaj has penetrated into the heart of Srila Gurudev. If he eats some nice shukta, he's thinking of him. And with his characteristic ontological humor, says, if he knew what we were eating, he'd kill us. And it just made me like laugh, but you know, with my heart. So, and Janardhan Maharaj is very generous to me, calls me up and keeps me entertained, and also happy, like as a peer, you need friends. Like Prabhupada said to Guru Maharaj, I don't have any association. They go, what do you mean you're surrounded by? But he said, like children, I don't have someone of my, he's 5 years older than me, he's actually senior to me. But we're from a same time generationally. So I value him, and I know he's seen me at my best, he's seen me at my worst, and he loved me throughout, and I loved him throughout as well. And I'm just so happy he's in the world with all these great Vaishnavas leaving. I think, thank God I've got Janardhan Maharaj. You know, so he's a great acharya. He's perfect, and as Gurudev said, a perfect gentleman. Prabhupada loved him. Guru Maharaj appreciated him. Gurudev loved him, and all the devotees do as well. And we always, even the devotees tell me, when he visits here, I'm nicer. I thought I was always nice. But they say when Janardhan Maharaj comes, they say I seem happier and nicer on account of his association. So, Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribrajaka Charja Satara Sata Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Pavan Janardhan Maharaj Vyas Puja Avir Bhav Mahamahotsavatiti Ki Jai Nitai Go Premanande. Hare Krishna.